Lord, bore us before all the holy company. Come while we sing it. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood.
Glory.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin?
Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, friends, that is this
I'm
Father God, we just bow before you this evening now, and we thank you for the truth that we've been singing, Lord, for thy words and thy praises, Lord. The Comforter has come. Father God, we pray that the great Holy Ghost that wrote this word, that raised you from the dead, will move in our service tonight. And oh God, you'll fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, the quickening power. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight that every vain imagination will be cast down. Everything that would exalt itself against the truth tonight, Lord, we take authority over the works of the devil tonight. Not under our own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that thy Spirit will move. Move in our hearts tonight. Lord, thou knowest all things. Oh God, quicken thy truth tonight. And oh Lord, manifest thyself in our midst tonight. Oh God, confirm thy word tonight, Lord. Lord, Father, help us to lift up thy name tonight. That's above every name. For Lord, you said there's none other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. And Father, we pray tonight, Lord, even as we read thy word tonight, let the Spirit of God take hold of every one of us tonight. And let him deal afresh with us tonight, Lord. And quicken to our hearts tonight, God, that we will go from this place tonight knowing that we've met with thee. And Father God, we'll be careful to give thee the glory, the honor and the praise, for we ask it tonight in the name of Jesus. Grant mercy tonight and grace tonight and wisdom for the preaching of thy word tonight. Oh God, quicken the word even as we read it tonight. And Father, we'll be careful to give thee the glory, honor and praise, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One is just in our Bibles tonight, if we could turn 2 Kings, praise the Lord, just keep it here till I find where I am, praise the Lord. First Kings, 2 Kings, praise the Lord, in it. 2 Kings, I think it's chapter 2 or chapter 3, chapter 2 it is, I'm looking. 2 Kings and chapter 2, praise the God, tonight for his mercy and for his grace, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's a very well-known portion of Scripture. I'd say you're all familiar with it tonight, but there's just maybe one verse I want to sort of pick tonight, but I'm going to read down and start here. 2 Kings and it's chapter 2. We'll start at verse 8. Amen. And I want to read in verse 8 here. And it says that Elijah took his mantle, and he wrapped it together, and he smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they went over on dry ground. And it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of the Spirit be upon thee. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou shalt see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a word, went into heaven. It says, into heaven. Verse 12, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took the hold of his own clothes, and he wrapped them in two pieces. He took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither, and Elisha went over. And it says that the sons of the prophet says, now let's go back to verse 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters. and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. We know God will bless his reading tonight. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, praise God tonight for his mercy and for his grace. Praise God tonight for the truth of his word. Praise God tonight for his goodness and his mercy. You know, I couldn't get this out of my head this evening. Maybe not, sometimes a whole lot of stuff will come to you, but they all kept coming to me, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You know, I want to say something to you tonight. God tonight is the same God.
Amen.
That he was with Elijah and with Elisha. And you know, I want to say this tonight. I want to say we testimony to you. I might have said it here before. I'm sure I have said it at some time or another or talked about it. But I just want to quickly say to you tonight, you know, God's not far from you. And you know, whenever Paul came to Mars Hill, he observed a plaque that they had put up to the unknown God. And he said to them that he perceived that they had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. But he said that God left them not without witness. But he gave them the rain, and he gave them the sunshine, so that their crops would grow, and so that there would be provision made for them, that they would have sustenances or be sustained. And God did that for them. And Paul says to them, God is not far from you. Happily you might feel after him. Now God's not a God afar off tonight.
Amen.
But he's a God at hand tonight. And I want to say this tonight now. You know, it's great to hear testimonies. It's great to be able to tell something that God done in your life, or it's great to come. And sometimes we can come along, we've heard a testimony. There's very good to hear testimonies. I believe it increases your faith. If you see a miracle, it'll definitely increase your faith. And you know, sometimes we come along and we'll say, such and a man prayed such and a prayer, or such and a thing happened, and God done such and a thing. But you know, if you ever have an experience for yourself, that experience will speak more to you than a whole lot of words.
Amen.
And you know, I want to say this to you this evening to encourage you. But I remember now, for a good number of years, I was in a backslidden state. And I suppose maybe I read my Bible, but I didn't ever pray very much. But I was in doing worldly pursuits and worldly things, which I never should have been doing. But unfortunately, you see, the enemy has many plans for your life. They're not good. But God has one plan for your life, and it's a good plan. And that plan that God has for your life, it's life, it's eternal life. And God gives you eternal life. There's not a greater gift tonight than eternal life. And you know, God paid the price for that eternal life. If you read in the Psalms and read in the Scriptures, you'll read that he left the ivory palaces. He left the habitation of angels on a different world from this world, a world that there was no sin in, that there was no sickness in. And he come down onto this earth. He come as a man. You know, people try to sort of look at things tonight, they try to look at them in a natural sort of way. That's why you have the doctrine of the Trinity. People try to look at it in a natural sort of way. It's not natural, for the Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness.
Amen.
And you know, if you can explain God, you've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this to you tonight. The God of this Old Testament is the God of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same God. He never has changed. And the Bible says he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. It says it in Numbers. Now, but years before I was in a backslidden state, I worked not far from here up in Bonbridge, and I worked for a man called Willie Smith. And during the time I was working with Willie Smith, I suppose I'd done a lot of fasting and a lot of praying. And during this time, one day, God spoke to me. The Spirit of God spoke to me, not in an audible voice, but in an inward voice that pressed upon me to go to such an man's house. And I didn't go home from work, I went to this man's house. And I went to the man's house, the man said to me, "I see you have got my note." He says, "I was at your house this evening and you weren't there. And I wrote you a note that you would come as soon as you would come home." And I said to him, "Well, the Spirit of God spoke to me this evening and told me not to go home but to come here." And that was all right. We went to the house and we talked to him, and he said, "There's a man that I know." He said, "They have sent him home to die. He's got cancer. And they have done all they can do for him. They can't do any more. And they've sent him home for the day, and his family have asked, would we come and pray for him?" And he said, "Have you had anything to eat?" I said, "No, I haven't. I'm not worrying about stuff, anything to eat now. We'll go and we'll pray for him." And he said, "The family wants us to come." He says, the son contacted me and said, "Would we come and pray for him?" We went to that man's house, and we went in the house, and all were well received. And we talked with his family, and his wife and them, they knew what was wrong with him. They knew he had cancer, and they knew he was sent home to die. And we said to the wife and to the ones, we said, like, "Does he realize, does he know the ailment that he's got?" And they said, no, nobody has told him the ailment that he has. He just knows he's ill, and that's it. But you know, we went in and we talked with the man. And as I talked to the man, I didn't say to him that the doctors have said to you, "You're sent home to die," or anything. I didn't mention none of that to him. But I sensed in myself that he knew why he was sent home. And I felt then that he knew what was wrong with him. But he didn't want to say anything to his family till it sort of annoyed him. And you know, I remember we read him the scripture, and I think it could have been in John. We read him, you know, where if two will agree together as touching anything, if they ask God, if they agree together, God will hear them. And we said to him, "Would he believe that scripture?" And he says, "I do." And we prayed for that man, and God answered prayer, and God raised that man up. And that man lived for a good number of years after. He lived for a long time after. And God completely delivered him from the ailment he had. And you know, God's able to deliver from an ailment, any ailment. God's able to deliver. God's able to do it. And you know, sometimes you know we're inclined to look at the circumstance. But you know, you're around faith. Like we heard this morning, God's word, if you read the word and know the word, and the Holy Spirit quicken that word to your heart, then you can rest on that word. It can't fail. It won't fail. It can't fail. It doesn't matter. You know, Elisha here, he's saying the things that Elijah done. He heard the words that he spoke. And you know, he didn't say, "Well, I don't know why that might be. That maybe was all right for your time, but it mightn't be all right for my time." He had a different attitude from that. And you know, the prophets, they are prophets, the school of the prophets had said to them, "You realize that God's going to take your master away from you. You realize that God's going to pick him up." Mm-hmm. He said, "I know that." And then, you know, as he journeyed with him, he talked with him. Elisha talked with Elijah. And while Elijah talked with Elijah, Elijah said to him, "What would you want? What do you want?" He says, "I want a double portion if the Spirit is on you to be on me." He desired the power of God in his life. He desired the Spirit of God to be upon him. Now listen, the Spirit that was on Elijah was the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It was the Spirit of God that was on Elijah. And you know, as he went on with him, and then when they come down to the river, there was no such thing, there wasn't maybe a boat to cross, or there wasn't any other way to cross. And you know, these our prophets, they had watched this from afar, they viewed it. Maybe they were a mile off on high ground watching to see what would take place. Because they had a witness that something was going to happen. And the witness that they had was that God was going to take Elijah up. And you know, Elisha knew this. And he stayed hard with him. Now, he could have said, "Well, it mightn't happen today. It mightn't happen in our time. But it's going to happen." And you know, the Elijah of this end time, he said to live every day like the Lord was going to come. He said to be always watching and waiting for the coming of the Lord. But you know, there's so many distractions tonight. And you know, it's true what Tommy said this morning. There's a powerful lot of voices, isn't there? Well, it might be. Well, I don't know. And you know, they don't know nothing about truth. But they know everything about what they shouldn't know. They know about plenty of badness. They know to do things they shouldn't be doing. They all seem to know that very well. You know why they know it? Because they're all their father, the devil. "The prince of the power of this world hath blinded their eyes," it says, "lest they would believe the truth and be saved." Yeah. And you know, there's a crowd of people tonight, and they'll not go in, and they'll try to prevent you. It says they don't go in themselves, and those that would go in, they hinder. I seen that. I experienced that. I seen that. I seen that happening. I seen it happening in a place where people got them maybe profess salvation, and the next thing somebody took them somewhere and got them a book to explain salvation. You can't get a book to explain salvation. Salvation's the work of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You must come as you are. Right. They said, didn't they say, come without money. You don't need any price, you don't need any money, you don't need anything. It says, come as you are, and God will give you salvation. It's free, it's paid for it. He paid for it at Calvary. You don't need anything. All you need to do is get it, is repent and believe the word. He says, if thou shalt confess in thy heart and with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, thou shalt be saved. That's what he said. You don't need money, you can't buy it. You can't work for it. You have no good works that will get you here. You know why? The Bible... The Bible says all our works are filthy rags.
Yeah,
it says they're no use. The only thing that does anything is faith.
Amen.
And the only way you can have faith is that if you hear God's word and believe God's word, amen, then you can stand on the promise that God has said, no matter what you say. Mm-hmm. You know, the disciples seen the wind, they seen the waves. And you know, when they seen the wind and they seen the wave, their first thought was that they were going to crash. But they didn't realize, they did not realize that Jesus was asleep in the boat, he was there. And they awakened him. And they said, "Master, do you not care if we're going to crash?" What did he do? He stood up and he rebuked the winds and the waves.
Amen.
And the Bible says there was a great calm, and not only was there a great calm, they were at the destination where they were going to.
Amen.
They were there immediately. You see, God, here, I thought it was powerful here where he says, when he took the mantle and he asked, where was the God of Elijah? You know, you might ask that question, right? Where is the God of Elijah? If someone stood up in this service tonight and said to me, Oh, Brother Billy, where's God that relates you tonight? Do you know what I said to them? He's right here.
Amen.
He's right here in our midst.
Amen.
You know why I would say that? Because the Bible says, "For two or three are gathered together in His name,
Amen.
There am I in the midst of them."
Amen.
He's right here. He's not afar off. His ears not heavy tonight that he can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His arms not shortened tonight that he can't see him.
Amen.
And you know, the very fact that Elisha took the mantle that fell from Elijah and wrapped it, he seen what Elijah done with it. And he was going to do the very same thing that Elisha was going to do, the very same thing that Elijah done.
Amen.
With a mantle, he wrapped it and he parted the waters with it and he went over on dry ground.
Amen.
The God of Elisha, and Elijah is still living tonight.
Amen.
He's not dead.
Amen.
He's still alive.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? He's still able to do exceedingly abundantly.
Right.
Above all that we can think or ask. You know what the Bible says? I think it's Isaiah 55 and maybe verse 11. He says, "And any word that his word will prosper. Any word that he spoke will come to pass. It can't. It won't return unto him void. It'll accomplish the thing that he sent it to do." And you know, tonight, you know that the Satan says, "You're going to die." Yes, we're all going to die someday. But David declared, he said in Psalm 118, he says, "I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord."
Glory.
Amen.
And another psalm, he says, "I'm going to talk of all his works."
Amen.
I'm going to talk about God's works. I'm going to testify to God's works. I'm going to talk about what God has done, even in this day, in this 20th century. I'm going to declare what the Lord has done. I'm going,
Amen.
Satan, I'm going to live on that day.
Glory. Amen.
You know, you might say, "Well, I don't know." Well, I know. How could God's word can't fail? It can't fail. It won't fail. And you know, no matter what, you know, you realize now, the children, the Hebrew children, were in the furnace before God delivered them.
Right.
And you know what they said? "Whare will or whare won't."
Glory.
And let us say that tonight. "Whare will or whare won't." We're going to believe man.
Amen. Amen.
But God's able. Mm-hmm. More than able. We heard it read this morning, so we did, that He is the Lord that healeth us. You know what the Bible says? It says it in Genesis. Could be it's in the start of Genesis. It's maybe Genesis 17 or something. I'm not sure. But or maybe Genesis 20 and 17. But it's in Genesis anyway. Where Abraham, he prayed for Abimelech. And God healed his wife and his maidservants, it says, and they bare children. God healed them. When Abraham prayed, God healed them. And God tonight is the one that answers prayer. I've quoted it before, I'm going to quote it again. It's a great E Psalm. Psalm, somebody said God's telephone number. Psalm 50 and verse 15. "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." Call unto me. David says, "In the day of trouble, call unto the Lord." It said the poor man cried. The psalmist said the poor man cried, and God heard him.
Amen.
And delivered him out of all his troubles.
Amen.
And you know, Elisha could have stopped and looked at the water, and he could have said, "What am I going to do?" But he didn't. He acted in faith. He moved. He moved in faith. And he wrapped the mantle that fell from Elisha. And he smote the water with it. And the water parted. Went to one side to the other. Hither and thither, it says. And they went over, he went over on dry ground. And it says that the sons of the prophets of Judah far off, they realized that the spirit of Elijah rested on Elisha. And you know, didn't the Bible say that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah? He came in that same spirit. And you know, when Jesus said, he said that I must decrease, he must increase. And what did Jesus do when he was here on earth? He healed the sick and he raised the dead.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's what he done when he was here.
Amen.
He's a healer tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a raiser of the dead tonight.
Amen.
He's a provider of every need tonight.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know what he says? He says, it's in the Psalms, he says, cast thy burden upon him, for he careth for thee.
Amen.
He says, in all thy ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct thy path. I think it's in Exodus. It's in Exodus somewhere, maybe the 20th chapter somewhere it says. It says that he'll bless your bread and your water, and he'll take sickness away from thee. That's what he says he'll do. That's the promise of God.
Yes.
If I will bless thy bread and thy water,
yes,
and I'll take sickness away from thee. And not only does he say that, he says he bless your, if your livestock, he'll bless them.
Yes.
He says if you plant crops, he'll bless your crops.
Mm-hmm.
It says no matter what you do, he'll bless it.
Yes.
You know what the Bible says? It says that he's the provider of every need.
Amen.
He is the one that provided for it. Wasn't Paul right when he said to him at Mars Hill, he says, in him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. He left you not without witness, but he provided for you.
Amen.
God's the provider tonight.
Right.
Amen.
And you know, maybe sometimes he could have maybe said he could have maybe stopped here and he could have stood at the bank and he could have wondered what he would do. And you know, sometimes you can maybe come to the bank and you're going to wonder what you'll do. You maybe come, the wee song says, have you got any rivers that you think are uncrossable?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible, it says, that wee course of things says, it says God specializes in things that man can't do.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He specializes tonight. He's able to do the night exceedingly abundantly. Boys, that's some verse, isn't it?
Amen.
Exceedingly abundantly. Above all that you can even think or ask. You know, so true this morning, when it's not according to the word, it's not of God. But if it's according to the word, it's of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says we're to cast down all vain imagination,
right,
cast down reasoning. You have no call to reason about it. He didn't reason. He acted. And when he acted, God parted that river. He split it asunder and he went over on dry ground. Where is he? He was there with him. He's here tonight, the same God, the same God. He's a provider. He's the one. He's able to multiply. He's able to multiply anything. He multiplied the loaves and the fishes. Someone said one time, he fed 5,000 people he fed them. Somebody said one time he fed them with a boy's lunch. It said that the loaves and the fishes, it was a boy's lunch. But he said he fed 5,000 with it. And not only did he feed 5,000 with it, the Bible says that they took up 12 baskets of fragments that was left over. You know, we hear of men, I put the thing on, that thing on one time, and what's this, I don't mind the name of the program, but these men in Northern, they were given great explanations. And they gave the explanation. They said the children of Israel followed a volcano. Well, I don't know how they got that out of the Bible. They couldn't have had. Well, you know, now you stop for a wee second. Did that volcano make their clothes not wax old? Did that volcano give them manna? Did that volcano smite the rock that the water gushed out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see, you know what's wrong with these people? Not your mind.
Right.
They're not your mom can't receive spiritual things. They're only spiritually discerned. They're not your mom. Listen, they're not your mom. That's why they have a doctrine of the Trinity. They want to explain God as three persons.
Right.
You not three persons, he's
Amen.
One.
All right.
When he said to the hero of Israel, the Lord thy God is one. You know what I'm going to tell you today? The biggest tickle is happening today, right in this world of ours today. And it's not happening of with non-religious people, it's happening amongst religious people.
Right.
And it's happening amongst them. And Satan's very clever. And you know, because people have turned away from the truth of God, like I said to Mark this morning, I put on the TV, I was watching the wee thing, and the next thing, this one, she come on and her hair clipped off her, and she had a pair of tight trousers on her, and there's slips at the top of her legs, and her knees was out, and her bottom was out. And the only people ever I seen like that was farmer sons years ago that had an out pair overalls that were war done.
Right.
Were cleaning out bars and cleaning out calf houses. That's the only people ever I seen that wore trousers like that. I remember one time having a pair in it. And my ma said, you must put them in the fire, we'll get you a new pair.
Right.
The knees was just wore out of them. And they put that on and that comes on with his hair clipped off, and it's purporting to give you the word of the law. Why, I don't know, did Paul say, suffer a woman not to teach her a certain authority
Amen.
Over a man? Now, I'm not saying tonight, let me tell you something tonight. There's godly women, and there's good women. And don't you, sisters, think I'm condemning women. I'm not. I'm telling you what's right tonight. And you know, you take the woman in the Bible, and you take Hannah, and she prayed, and she prayed, and the young priest was that full of himself. He didn't recognize the Spirit of God was on her prayer. He thought she was drunk with wine. And he said, woman, will you quit your wine?
Mm-hmm.
But she prayed, and what was the answer of her prayer? A prophet of God. Samuel was the answer of her prayer. And if you pray tonight, God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Why, somebody said, oh, that man said he shouldn't have said that. Now listen, listen, sister, tonight. Don't, look, I'm not, I'm telling you something. I could go tonight and you take some of these boys that are slipping about today and then their trousers are so tight on them, they must have used olive oil or they must have used that lard that you put in the pond to grease themselves to get into them. Now, you never should be wearing clothes like that. And you watch all these things today and they come on and these sports and stuff, you see them. I'll tell you something, you know, they shouldn't really be looked at. And the clothes are so tight on them.
Mm-hmm.
They might as well have nothing on. And you go and you look at them. And you see some of them today and they're what would Bro Bonham had a name for them, skinned off wieners and rippies. Nerky means little rat. You know, he said there were some of the names that they had. He said, if you had that name, change it. And you know what Brother Branham said? You know what he said about Elvis and the Beatles? He said they were Antichrist. That's what he said. That's the statement he made about them. Do you think he was wrong? I think he was right.
Amen.
I'll tell you why I think he was right. God vindicated him as a prophet. God vindicated that man, as Russell thus saith the Lord. He vindicated him. Someone come along and say, I don't think those things are right, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. They did happen. But you know what's wrong today? You've got so many slick boys and they're educated and they'll teach you this and they'll teach you that and they'll say, oh well, now it's not like that, now we're in different dispensation. How are we in a different dispensation? We're still in the Holy Ghost dispensation. He's still here. He's in the church tonight. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead is here.
Amen.
If he's not here then, we might as well not have church. You know what Paul said? Paul said, if Jesus is not raised from the dead, then our belief's in vain. Didn't it? But I tell you, Paul said, I have the word of the Lord for you.
Amen.
And he had the word of the Lord, and he said, if an angel come and tells you any different than I have told you, let him be accursed. And he said, if I come back and tell you any different than I have told you, don't receive it.
Right.
Where he said, when I'm gone out from you, they'll come in there and bring in damnable heresies. Some people think that's a way back there. It's not a way back right there. It's right up here today. It's right with us today. And they have their heresies today. And they have their stuff.
Okay.
You know, the old boy in Rome made a statement not so long ago. He said, there's no such place as hell. as he said, when Jesus talked about hell, and he said that the rich man lifted up his eyes, he was in hell. And he said that he could see afar off, and he could see a place called Abraham's bosom. And he could see Lazarus, and he was able to communicate from one area to another, but he couldn't pass. When he said, "Send Lazarus, that he would dip his finger in the water and touch my tongue, for he says, I am tormented in this flame." You know, I want to say something to you tonight, that race man's still there. You know, they used to have another thing years ago, I used to quote it, you know, but you know, it sounded maybe a bit sacrilegious, but it's not really. You know, when you think of it. You know, they said men in Rome, they formed a plan. And they said they carry by now, we understand they've gotten purgatory. Purgatory. Limbo. A place where you can stay. You know, there's a lot of stories told about it. People told a lot of stories about it. But when I was a young man, I remember neighbours of theirs. And they were several people. And it's wonderful too, the way, like, they weren't bad people. They were good people. But you know, I think it was, what was that wee man said, I think it was that wee man, is it Angus Buchanan, what do they call him? I think it was him and said it. Somebody said it anyway. They said good people don't go to heaven. Only born again people go. And that's true. You know, I remember that being in our neighbour's house. And she said to me one day, she says, they have an awful belief. And she said to us, telling me, this particular woman, they were farmers. And she said she sold a sow with a litter of pigs. And back then, like if you had got £20 or £18 for a sow and a litter of pigs, it was kind of good money. It was big money, right? Back in the just before the 60s, in the early 50s. It was fair money. And she said it was almost gone. But she said she had to pay the bread man. And she had to give the priest so much money to get her brother Billy out of purgatory. She had to pay to get him out. You know, that's some deal, and then that hour comes along and tells you there's no hell. Here was all the Bible talked about hell. When Jesus preached about hell.
Yes.
Said, where the fire's not quenched and the worm dieth not. There's such a place as hell. You know what he said? Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. So there's a place tonight called hell. It's for the devil and his angels. It wasn't prepared for people, but people that reject the Lord,
amen,
that's where they're going to go. They're going to go to hell. But you know, it's a fearful thing, isn't it? It's a fearful thing when God said, "Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate." Then he said, "Broad is the way, and wide is the gate." He said, "There's many that go therein." Mm-hmm. But he said, "The narrow way on the narrow gate, the straight way on the narrow gate, those few that find it." You know, tonight, it's only God's grace. It's only God's grace that you're here in this service tonight. It's only the grace of God that you're hearing the words you're hearing tonight.
Amen.
It's not because of anything else. It's God's mercy and God's grace. God's grace. You know, people said, "Oh, I don't know about this, I don't know." No, a man said to me one time, he said he heard the Pope would get saved. I said, "Oh, did Carol get saved?" "Did you hear that too? Did he get saved?" And he just looked up. You know that God said, "In a great house there's many vessels." Paul said it. Said some are fitted more honour and some unto dishonour. God's able to make a vessel whatever way he wants to make. God's able to do what he wants to do himself. There's nothing out of camping tonight. All things are under his control tonight. Everything's under his control tonight. Everything. Not anything out of control tonight, but everything's under his control tonight. But you see this here, you hear it today, and you get them coming on and they say, "Oh, there was it said about that gentleman that said the Reformation was a mistake." Well, you know, they have done everything that they could to undo the Reformation. But you know, they can't undo it. You may as well say they could undo the crossing of the Red Sea. You may as well could say that they could undo this here tonight at the River Jordan. You may as well say they can't undo it. It has happened. It has took place. God done it.
Amen.
And you know, God has sent his word. God watches over this word. God watches this word tonight.
Amen.
He watches over it. Not one word will fall to the ground. Not a thing. But God has promised us what he'll do. And you know, you see them all and they talk about this, that, and they talk about, and they talk about love, and they talk about this, and they talk about something else. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his son. Yes, God loves the world. He gave his son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But you know, people want to sort of twist these things around a bit. They want them around, oh, you're all right. You're all right. No. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said repent.
Amen.
You know, you read about a man in the Bible and he slipped about with what do you call him, with Philip. Seeing and hearing the miracles that Philip done. And you know, whenever Peter come down, it said the Holy Ghost was not yet fallen upon them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And whenever Peter come down and all for to pray for him and receive the Holy Ghost. And when he seen that the Holy Ghost was given on by Peter laying his hands on him and praying for him, he offered money. You know what Peter said to him? Thou art in the gall of bitterness. And you're not right. But you think that the gift of God can be bought by money. It can't be bought by money.
Yeah.
It can't be bought by money. As the hymn writer was right when he said, just as I am and without one plea.
Amen.
But that thy blood was shed for me, Lord, I come to thee.
Amen.
You know, I want you to be encouraged tonight. The God of Elijah is here. You know, the God of Elijah is here. You know, Ahab, he sent his servants out, didn't he? And to see if they could find grass anywhere in the country and whether they could find anything. Because everything in the famine had died. And all was dead, and they lost the horses to see if they could save them. And he sat them out. And when he sat the servant out, who did the servant meet? He met Elijah. You know what he said? Do you know what? You know what Elijah said? Tell him, go tell Ahab Elijah's here.
Amen.
Let us tell Satan tonight, the Lord Jesus is here.
Amen.
Let us tell him tonight, the God of Elijah's here tonight.
Amen.
The God that worketh wonders is here. The same God that raised up Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit that raised him from the dead. What did Paul say? He said, if that same Spirit dwells in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. He says, if thou canst believe to me. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know, when he come to the fig tree, says it wasn't yet the time of the figs, but because there was no fruit on it, he cursed it. He said, curse the fig tree. And you know, when the disciples passed by it some time later, they marveled that it was withered up, it had died. Someone remarked to him that the tree was dead. And he says to them, if thou hast faith of a grain of mustard seed, says, I shall not only do this, but you shall speak unto the mountain, and it shall be cast into the sea. Said, nothing shall be impossible to him that believeth. Mm-hmm. All things are possible to him that believeth. You know, we say it here, when he says, they parted hither and thither, and he went over. He went over because he acted. He acted in faith. He acted. He took the mantle. And we've a mantle tonight. Let us take that mantle. It's God's word tonight.
Amen.
And let us act on what God's word says. And let us receive the things that God says that are in his word tonight. I'm not going to go on any longer. I want to say this to you tonight. Believe the Lord. Stay with his word. Don't let doubts arise in your heart. People say different things to you. Sometimes people say things to you to hear what you believe. But I want to say this to you today. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Don't pick onto you to fight the devil in a physical style. Well, you can't beat him.
Okay.
You won't beat him. You know, now I want to say something here. Not so very long ago, not less than 24 hours ago with a sort of an encounter with the enemy. And you know, you would feel like acting in the flesh. You know, I'd been praying about a certain thing, and I'd been praying, and I said, well, I'll say this, and I'll say something else, and I'll soon tell him. You know, that's what I thought, and I thought that, you know, when I was sitting, and something like seemed to speak to me, and said, don't start in the flesh whatsoever. Do you not realize that this is the start of your prayer being answered? You know, sometimes when your prayer starts to be answered, what you're expecting goes the opposite route from what you're expecting. But don't let that deter you.
Amen.
Don't let that deter you one bit. You keep your mind stayed on him.
Yes.
For the Bible says he'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord.
Yeah.
Didn't Tommy quote that verse? I think he quoted it this morning. I think it's about Isaiah, is it 41 or 40? It says that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. You know what it says before that? It says that even the young men, they'll be weary and they'll faint and says a lottery cross. That's what it says. And they're the young men. Now, young men's fit to run, aren't they? And they're fit to do things. Physically, they're fit for it. But this is not a physical battle.
Amen.
That's why God, Paul wrote and said, take unto you the whole armour of God,
amen,
that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. For you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but as powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say through David in the Psalms? He says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Right.
Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He's overcome them tonight. Why? Because he shed his blood at that place called Calvary. Bless the Lord tonight. Bless his name tonight. Bless the Lord. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Could we sing that wee chorus? I know it was the blood. Can we just sing this wee chorus just before we close? Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. I don't know our time. I'm not keeping you too late. What's the time I'm coming with? Praise the Lord. I don't want to keep you too late now. Are you going out late with the waves and all? Going to school tomorrow and all. But I'll sing this chorus just a minute. Just praise the Lord. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Praise his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it was the blood. I know. Thank you.
appoint you to do something that makes justice. You sit in your seat, you are. You fell sick the night. It was the blood for you. It was the blood that redeemed you. There was no remission without the shedding of blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he stands before the Father tonight, pleading the blood in the presence of Almighty God. The Bible says he's seated at the right hand of the Father. All power in heaven and earth is given unto him tonight. He's the one that's standing. He's the one that's pleading the blood tonight. I know it was the blood. You tell him tonight it was the blood for you. I know it was the blood. You're no longer under condemnation. There's a person in this service tonight, you've been condemning yourself, you've been under condemnation. But you're no longer under condemnation. I want you, while your heads are bowed, keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. I want you tonight to ask God, you say, God, forgive me for believing that.
Yes.
And you pray tonight and you say, Lord, renew within me a right spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No, you're not under condemnation.
Hallelujah.
You're under grace tonight. God loves you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, as a sister, you've been under condemnation. And I'll tell you tonight, you've been under condemnation. Don't you be under condemnation. God says you're not under condemnation. God says you're his daughter tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight.
Thank you.
God tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Don't you be under condemnation. Just because of certain things in your life, don't you let that worry you. I say to you tonight, do you believe God? Will you accept God? Will you accept this as a word from the Lord to you? If you accept it from the word from the Lord tonight, you just bow your head where you're standing. I'm not going to call any names, call anything. I'm just asking you tonight. Bow your head where you're standing and say, Lord, be merciful to me and fulfill thy word to me. That's what you pray tonight. You're free. You're free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God hath redeemed you. He didn't redeem you by silver nor gold, nor corruptible things such as silver or gold, but he redeemed you by his precious blood. He paid the price for your redemption. He paid the price tonight for your healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. Had to be the blood. Couldn't be anything else. There's nothing else. The law couldn't redeem you. The law wasn't able to redeem you. The law couldn't redeem you. And God knew that. He promised the Savior from Genesis. Hallelujah. And when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. Hallelujah. He didn't take on the nature of angels, but he took on the nature of man.
Jesus.
He came as a man. He lived as a man. He defeated the devil as a man. Hallelujah. And he overcome death and hell and rose from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father tonight, ever living to make intercession for you. Do you realize Jesus is praying for you tonight? Do you realize that in the presence of God he's praying for you tonight? You might say, brother, pray for me, but Jesus is praying for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've had a little trouble this last way, and you're thinking, sort of thinking to yourself, what am I going to do? But don't worry about that tonight. Commit it to the Lord. Commit it to the Lord. Ask the Lord to undertake for you. Ask the Lord to undertake for you. Has to be a, you remember now that Brother Branham said it had to be a spiritual, it had to be a scriptural voice. If it's not a scriptural voice, it's not right. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
If it's not a scriptural voice, it won't work. Has to be a scriptural voice.
Amen.
But do you believe God tonight?
Yes, Jesus.
Believe the Lord tonight.
Jesus.
Pick up on His word tonight. He said, if the two agree as touching anything, it will be done.
Amen.
He said that we haven't chosen Him.
Jesus.
But He hath chosen us, and He hath ordained us that we should go forth and bring forth fruit. He said that whatsoever we shall ask the Father in His name, He will give it to us.
Amen.
Whatsoever tonight. Did you hear it? Whatsoever tonight. You say, Lord,
Jesus.
Oh God, ask God tonight for what the desire of your heart is tonight. Ask Him tonight.
Oh,
hallelujah. And say, Lord, God can't fail you. He won't fail you. If you can believe tonight, if you can take it tonight as a word from the Lord and believe it tonight, then you have what God says.
Amen.
God can't heal. Hallelujah. He's able. He's more than able. He's willing. He's more than willing. You know, when the lepers came to Jesus, they wanted to know, they said, Lord, if Thou canst, Thou can make us whole. And He cleansed them. You know, the Bible says He healed all that were sick. They brought unto Him and all that were afflicted, even of demonic spirits and different things, and He healed them all. Jesus heals them all. Jesus is the healer tonight. He's the one that heals tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Don't you think tonight is too hard for God? It's not too hard for Him. All things are possible to Him that believe it tonight. Do you believe Him tonight? Hallelujah. Just while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, Father God, we just pray tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that You'll just speak to our hearts tonight. And oh God, that You'll confirm Thy word to Thy people tonight. Oh God, I can't do it. I know, Lord, it's not because of me. Lord, I can't do a thing. But Lord, I know that You can. And oh God, we come tonight not in our own name, nor in any merits of our own, but we come tonight pleading the blood of Jesus. Knowing, Lord, that You're able to do all that we can even ask or think of tonight.
Yes,
and Lord, we ask for Thy blessing tonight. Lord, You know the need of every heart tonight. Lord, You know us the need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a need tonight. And you can give it to God tonight. Ask the Lord to undertake for you. Ask God to undertake for you. And another thing now, you put God first in your life. You purpose it from this night you're going to put God first in your life. You purpose from this night that you're going to live for Him. Purpose in your heart tonight that you're going to live for Jesus every day to the best of your ability. And ask Him to help you, and I'll tell you, He'll help you. Oh, Father God, we just bow tonight. Lord, You know the needs of every heart tonight in this service tonight. You know our needs tonight. You know all about us, Father. And oh, God, we're going to do what Thy word says. We're going to commit our way unto Thee tonight. But we know, Lord, that You said if we do, You direct our path. Oh God, we're going to cast our care upon You tonight, for You care for us. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, we just bow in Thy presence tonight. Father, hear prayer tonight, answer prayer tonight. Oh God, You know, Lord, hearts praying in Yourself tonight, praying, asking God for a miracle tonight, asking Lord for a blessing tonight. Father God, we come to Thee. Where can we go? We can't go any place else. There's no one else. There's no one else can hear us. But Lord, Thy ear is not deaf tonight, neither is Thy arm short. And Lord, You said, hast Thou not known and hast Thou not heard? There is no other God besides Thee. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Father God, bless the people in this house tonight. And answer their prayers tonight and confirm Thy word to them. Bless them, Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, we just pray tonight, Lord, that we realize, Lord, that Elisha acted. He took the mantle and he used the mantle. And Lord, let us take the word tonight, Lord. And let us rest on it. Lord, let the word be our champion tonight. And let our cry be, Jesus saith. Oh God, Lord of lords and King of kings. The true, the faithful God. Lord, you said you were the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, the Lord Jesus. Father, we acknowledge thee tonight. We ask this blessing, Father, tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray, bless thy people tonight and bless us in this house tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Just let's hold on a wee, just a wee moment or two. Praise God. Just hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Just let's wait a wee moment in his presence. Hallelujah. I believe he's here. I believe his presence and his power is here. I believe that same Holy Ghost we sung about tonight is here. I believe the prayers that were prayed tonight that God's answering them. Hallelujah. He's answering them. Hallelujah. I believe that even some people right now in this meeting, you already feel a change in your spirit. Hallelujah. While every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to ask you something tonight. I'm not going to ask you to come from, but I'll ask you tonight if you feel a change in your spirit now. Would you raise your hand up to God and acknowledge that you feel a change in your spirit tonight? God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. He's real. He's more than real. He's alive. He's coming again. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Take him at his word. Act on his word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to lock down his word. Believe his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and hear. Come and say a word for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I'm not going to take your time up. The Lord bless each one. God is good, isn't it? Amen. The Lord's been talking to us, to me, to all of us over this last few weeks, I believe. Different things the Lord has said. It's a great blessing, and you know, what my dad said is very true. When something about the hot and the enemies, it gives you a real hard time. And you know, you do know that as you get older in the faith, but sometimes you forget it. It's good to be reminded again, isn't it? It's good to know the Lord's moving. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. He's, you know, Wigglesworth said, God is as big as you want him to be. The devil's as big as you want him to be. That's what he said, or F.F. Bodworth said. And our God's big. Amen. And the Bible says the devil was this him that made the nations tremble. When they looked at him, he was as nothing. The Lord bless you tonight, and the Lord bless my dad. Maybe your brother Gary comes, he can sing that sweet chorus, All Your Anxieties. I think he was humming it. Really, it's a real blessing, isn't it? God bless every one of you.
Amen.
Don't forget our Wednesday night service. And the Lord bless each and every one. Brother comes.
Chanting of course then before you go. Oh.